Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parasha. This week's parasha, the parasha of Balak, focuses on the attempt by Balak and the Gentile prophet Bilam to curse the Jewish people. Bilam is a powerful prophet, and he has the ability to invoke maledictions, curses upon other people or nations, and his curses have proven successful. And Balak, the king of Moab, wishes to bring Bilam in and hire him to curse the Jewish people and thereby give him, Balak, a chance of success in waging war against the Jewish nation. Instead, Hashem forces Bilam to bless the Jewish people instead of cursing them, and thus we have the many blessings that Bilam bestows upon the Jewish people. One of the more famous blessings that he bestows upon the Jewish people is a prayer that we say daily at the beginning of the morning prayers of Shacharis. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkan oisecha Yisrael. How goodly are your tents, Yaakov, your dwelling places, Yisrael. And there are many different explanations and understandings of this verse, but one of them, our sages teach us, is that Bilam witnessed that the openings of the tents of the Jewish people did not face each other. They faced away from each other, so you did not have openings facing directly one to the other, so that a person standing in the opening of his tent would not see into his neighbor's tent, because they were not facing towards each other. And Bilam beheld this, and he said of the Jewish people, how goodly are your tents? Matovu alecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov, in recognition of this idea that they did not want to see into each other's tents. And this idea is such a vital part of living a Jewish life, but often in today's world gets overlooked. And that is the idea of tznius. Tznius is often translated as modesty, and is often understood to mean a way of dressing, particularly for women, in terms of covering body parts that should not be exposed. And there is a lot of debate and discomfort created by this understanding, because it kind of just boils down to a lot of technical rules about how a woman should dress, how she should not dress, how many inches below the knee her skirt ought to go according to strict Jewish law, and how many inches it cannot, how far down can the neckline now go, and how far can it not, and so on and so forth. Must she cover her hair, all of her hair? Can she wear a wig? Can she not wear a wig? Does she have to wear some sort of a sheitel? Does she have to wear what we call a tichel, a turban on her head? And it just becomes very technical and frustrating for a lot of people, because they think that the idea of tznius is just a lot of technical rules. In fact, that's a terrible mistake. While a person dressing properly is certainly part of this idea of tznius and modesty, there's an overarching idea, and that is we don't have to flaunt everything in public. And that is true for our bodies, it's true for both men and women. There are laws of tznius for men as well, even though they're not as focused on as much. Perhaps they should be. But it's a lifestyle of tznius, of modesty, of not flaunting, of not having to show everything. And it works on the flip side. Part of tznius is also not sticking your nose into everyone else's life. By sticking your nose into someone else's life, you are displaying a lack of modesty, not for yourself, but vis-a-vis someone else. Why are you prying into someone else's life? Why are you looking into their windows or into the door to their tents? Bilam beholds this idea of not putting the doors facing each other, and Bilam understands that this is not just happenstance or coincidental, but Bilam sees this is a way of life for the Jewish people. There is an innate modesty that exists within the Jewish nation, that they want to keep their private lives private. Not everything has to be known by everyone. Not everyone has to be looking at everyone. I don't have to be showing everyone else what I'm doing. Not everyone else needs to see what's going on in my life. The doors face away from each other. I hate to say it, and maybe I sound like I'm griping too much about today's world, but in a world of social media, where everything has to be posted for everyone to see, where there's this idea of show the world your true self because of what I ate for lunch, or because of what my cat did, or whatever other silliness, and perhaps even important, worthwhile things, have to be flaunted in front of the public, and everyone has to know what's going on, and you have paparazzi and reporters poking their noses into every aspect of everyone's lives, whom they think the public might be interested in, is a complete and absolute disregard for any sense of tznius, of modesty in today's world. And how different the world around us looks from the world that Bilam beheld among the Jewish people. So while we do live in a world that has very little sense of modesty in any way, shape, or form, where everything, from the body, to lives, to homes, Everything is flaunted publicly, whether you like it or not. It's out there. Everyone has to know about it. Let's think about this and let's try to focus on modesty in our own lives. We don't have to flaunt everything. We don't have to show off about everything. And we don't have to poke our noses into everyone else's lives either. Tznius is about us keeping our private lives private and also recognizing that other people's lives should be private as well. I hope you enjoyed this message and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.